Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We'll be right back to the show on Disney Channel.
What's that from?
Do you know what Powerline is? From a Goofy movie?
No.
It's a Disney Channel original movie.
I'm also like 32 years old with like gray hair coming on my puss. I don't have time to remember Goofy
songs. You have
gray
hair on your puss?
No, I don't.
Why would you say
just
that?
Just for like effect.
Is that something that
for
happens?
For comedic effect, yes.
Of course that happens, right?
Yes, you get gray everywhere, baby.
I don't think I've ever seen an older one. That sounds like so tight.
The oldest guy I've been with was 46. No gray pubes.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
I feel like
literally
if I had a
little
nuts. Bit, I would go aww. I think if I had a little bit, I would go full gray. Just like hashtag like lean into it. Just embrace your age, you know?
I think I would just do laser hair removal and get rid of that.
I mean,
I
you can go lavender
pubes.
With it. You can go any color you want once you have that base of gray.
So you want me to have purple pubes?
You'd be rad. It'd be far out. I mean, it'd be cool to me. Would it be cool to you?
No.
Well, then
if I'm like
no.
60 with purple pubes.
I hate the way you say pubes.
That's how you say pubes, right?
Pubes.
Now, back to the show on Disney Channel.
Hey, y'all, we're back with a new episode. It's me, Ms. J. Willie, joined by my main best biatch, Phoebe Robinson.
That's me, babies.
And I'm not going to beat around the Kate Bush here because Phoebe's pants are about to burst open in the sensual way.
Yeah, because we talked to my true boo, my number one boo. Just kidding. He's like literally married and has a family.
You guys are like literally coworkers.
We literally like said hi at craft services and that was it. And I'm like our trips to Spain.
Yeah, he's like, wow, it's good that they put out grilled cheese this hour. And you're like, yeah. And then he walked away and that was it. Anyway, who'd we talk to?
No, Kevin Bacon and I are like at least like friends.
Yeah,
just
I would
kidding.
Say
we're
that.
Not.
No, I would
yeah,
say that.
Friends.
He was so friendly. He was super nice.
He's just so like literally people are always like, oh, if you meet, you know, people in Hollywood, they're going to be D-bags, but like KK is like literally so sweet, yeah. So wonderful, mm-hmm. Such a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of just like sexual energy.
Yeah, but I remember even talking to you in the dressing room before he arrived before the show, and he walked in and it was almost like whiplash, like I got a sexual whiplash. In that when I saw him, everything hit me at once. My neck jerked back and so did my head. And then I came forward like woo, whoosh. You know, like yeah. I got in a minor fender bender and my airbags didn't pop out.
Yeah, your Kia Sorento did not pop those airbags.
It didn't.
But...
And y'all, we also try to find Phoebe a hot bachelor in this episode.
Oh,
and you'll
dear.
Have to listen to find out how it goes. The oh dear like, is not indicative of the interaction, like ignore
I'm
her.
Still single. Okay, so it didn't go that great.
It was good.
Anyway, we've also got, oh my God, a literal shero, Maria Bamford, who I love, and the fabulous Ron Funches. So get ready to sizzle. Get it, because we got that bacon and it's crispy.
What's up? My family is here, y'all.
Holy shit, LA. Yeah. Give it up for yourself.
Which is my motherfucking hometown.
Which is a place that I visit occasionally 2 to 3 times a year.
Which was literally too damn hot today.
Literally, my Lyft driver was talking to me too much and was like, do you want to sit in the front passenger seat? I'm like, no, thanks. Are you sure? I said no. Are you really sure? Shut the fuck up.
Literally, that's something you should lodge a complaint about. You are not his girlfriend.
Coachella together. Calm the fuck down.
He's like, I'm really trying to get it in. I have such a tight window. Last weekend was such a bummer. I had nobody there.
That's great. Wow. You guys are fucking lit tonight.
So good looking. I clocked the man bun in the front row.
Did you?
Hi.
You know what's crazy? I had the exact opposite reaction. I just went around it. But you pull it off. You look damn good.
That's cool.
That was disrespectful for me to drag you like that in the front row. And I fucked up. I hated it as soon as it came out. But you are obviously sexually triggering somebody out of the two of us.
What is your name?
Oh, boy.
Max.
Max?
Yeah, he's
cool.
A Max.
What do you do for a living, Max?
I'm a writer.
Ooh, writer! A writer of what?
Television.
Oh, so am I.
What did he say?
Television.
That's literally not how you say television. I'm not. You're like shredding on this. You keep working, chipping away and seeing what that is, and I'll let you know my thoughts afterwards. That was ignorant.
How old are you?
29.
Okay,
you can work.
Okay. What neighborhood do you live in?
Koreatown.
Koreatown?
That's cool.
Okay, are you single?
No.
All right, why the fuck did you talk to
get
me?
Get back.
Why did
don't
you
hurt him. Don't hurt
my
him.
Fucking
don't
time?
Hurt him. Don't
my
hurt
eggs,
him.
My eggs are dying.
Don't
and
hurt
you
him.
Just wasted.
Do not hurt him.
Three valuable
he
minutes
has a woman
of my
clearly.
Life.
Come here. Look, you are beautiful.
This is...
You are kind. You are brave. You are smart. This shit was ignorant, but he's been with her the whole time.
I like.
But you were brave.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Do you guys want a drink? Can we get you guys a drink to share between the two of you?
Shout out your drink order.
Rosé.
Yes. Two glasses of
rosé. All day.
Thank you.
Please come back to our show the next time we're here. Daniel.
Is great.
Sorry, guys.
Oh! She has a Justin Trudeau shirt on.
That's pandering. No. If this girl doesn't send me a text once a week of Justin Trudeau's butt, or him hiking, or him just working, then I know that she's dead. Like, if I don't get that, she's dead. Yeah, I mean, what was the latest thing you sent me of Trudeau?
Okay, so he went on a hike with his wife, Sophie, and he, like, posted a selfie of them, like, happy birthday, Sophie, and I was like, no.
She screen capped it and then sent it to me and then was like, fuck this, literally no. Hashtag, I will ruin that marriage. They're like, it's like her birthday. Sunrise. Like, they, like, got up and hiked. So I was like, dude, would you be somebody who on your birthday is going to do, like, a 5 a.m. sunrise hike?
Yeah, for him, I would. For a hot dude, I would.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you got to put yourself out there for that hot
dude.
Right?
Like, Blaine is a hot dude. You do stuff for him.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know about that 5 a.m. hike, though.
What's the most, like, selfless thing you did
selfless.
For him because he's hot?
He wanted it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Selfless. He used to really be into emo and screamo music. And
wait,
he grew up here. Like, it's, like, hard to get around. Like,
what is screamo?
Like, Atreyu. I don't know.
Is
some
it just
shit.
Like...
Kinda. It's like My Chemical Romance, but like hard, like a little bit like when you're a teen and you like grow up in the area and you're like, I'm affluent. What am I gonna be sad about? And then Linkin Park is like, come on, dad, and it's like a little too mainstream.
So then you realize you're just a white dude that's middle class that wants to scream a lot.
Yeah.
So then you go to a screamo route. And so a lot of times he retouches. He's a photographer. So sometimes when he's retouching, he likes to listen to it just because he can zone out and just go back to way back when.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll allow that to happen while I'm in the room.
I'm going to say that is like way bottom of the list. Just like,
what do you mean?
You're like, just like sitting in a room listening to a song you don't like. That's not that
selfless.
That's
my 5 a.m. Trudeau hike. That's my Everest. And I would appreciate if you respected what the fuck my Everest was. Because my Everest might be your, I don't know, Palos Verdes Hills or whatever.
Hashtag geography.
Whatever, I don't know. But yeah.
I'm happy to be in L.A.
Me too. How's
nice.
It been treating you? How's my hometown been treating you?
It's been great. I've been here since the beginning of the month. It's nice. Been fantastic. So I'm in this show that's coming out on Amazon soon called I Love Dick. Hey, I love the sausage. Hey. That was the worky
sausage,
title.
Jesus. My dad is like listening to all this stuff, just logging it. He doesn't deserve this.
But it's like a super dope show on Amazon with Katherine Hahn, Griffin Dunn, Kevin Bacon, like super stacked cast. And so the premiere was last week. Uh-huh. It was great. The show was like so cool and weird, and like I'm in it like a little bit, and I was like, don't judge myself for how I look on the big screen. Like, it was a lot.
You mean you were trying not to like be rude to yourself?
Yeah, because I was,
it's
like
hard.
Because everyone has a double chin that's like hiding out in real life. Hides in real life, but then the camera, it's like, what up, dog?
And it's you're like, literally the camera is like,
so I'm like, hi, Kevin.
Are you Edgar from Men in Black? Or
hi, Kevin. Sugar, water, more. I took acting classes.
Like,
he's
double
so
chin.
Good at acting.
Yeah, I'm so good at acting.
Sorry. Vincent D'Onofrio, so good at acting. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
but
you,
the premiere wait. Was super dope.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you right there real quick. I recently went to like a movie meeting. Stupid. Fuck me, right? And they told me that there's retouching companies that completely retouch all these movie stars' faces like when they're moving. And a lot of actresses have it in their rider that they need their face retouched. That's what we've all been looking at. You're welcome. I'm the Lawrence Fishburne to your Keanu Reeves. Woke you up. Here are the pills.
That's
seriously, I just
crazy.
Found out like a few days ago. That's I was like, fuck, what is
so
it?
So everyone is a fraud.
Everybody's a fraud.
Kerry Washington looks like garbage.
Yeah. I don't know if ABC's going to throw that budget. But okay. No, they like they'll
Blake
take
Lively.
It out.
Blake Lively, trash.
Well, I don't know. I like the surf movie.
No, but I'm saying she looks like, first of all, that movie.
You know Blue Crush is my favorite movie, so
I know,
tread lightly.
But this like surf movie, like, I don't know if it needed to be like an hour and a half movie. Like, I feel like it could have been like a G-chat.
You mean it could have been a pop-up text at the bottom?
Yes.
That you get when you're like trying to check your work emails?
Yes. I'm like, oh, decline.
Wow.
Okay, so
anyway, so yeah. You went to the party.
I went to the premiere. Show is amazing. Please watch it when it comes out May 12th.
Yeah.
All 9 episodes at once. And then like the premiere party was at this cool gallery where they did like. Like, all the artwork was just, like, characters from the show, and it was, like, really cool typography. But, like, the coolest thing...
Bye, you guys. Thank you so much for seeing.
I mean, I can't help that I'm cultured, and, like, I care about fonts and serifs and sans serifs. I can't help it. I can't help it.
The party was really cool. There was really cool typography. Said nobody who's ever loved a party.
Oh my God, the invitations. Wow. Okay.
But it was like screen prints and stuff. That's cool. But the most like intense part was all the cater waiters were like extremely attractive.
Yeah.
It was really like
scary. Was it jarring?
It was like avocado toast. You looked at the toast, you're like, whoa, my future husband? Like, yeah. It was just like.
Sometimes you have to be ready for something like that.
I was not ready.
Yeah. Were you overwhelmed?
I was overwhelmed. And they just like, they don't even like walk. They like float like vampires.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like True Blood. I'm like, who's gonna bite me? I'm like, yeah.
That's like literally the first three seasons of that show.
Right.
That sounds really intense. Were you like, hey, I know the typography is great and this party's cool, but.
Fuck you.
Do you. Do you know that I'm in the show? Like, do you know I'm in the show?
No, it's like they're all working actors. They don't have time to like fraternize with a bit player on a TV show. Uh-huh. So I didn't say anything, but I just clocked it. And then I went with a girlfriend. And then after the party, we went to In-N-Out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you like In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out. It is great. So great.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is the best emotional eating food ever.
Yeah.
Whether you're happy, you're sad, you don't know how you feel, you're like, just give me a double. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's so great.
But inside and in and out, it's a real trip, isn't it?
No, so what we did, we were super ignorant, so we called a Lyft and had the Lyft like take us through the drive-thru.
That's tight. I'm into it.
I had a premiere.
That's tight. Yeah, you deserve it.
I had a premiere. I was wearing a nice dress. I deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. It's like, you're working. We would all do that.
Right, yeah.
That's tight.
And I gave a really nice tip.
Yeah, because that line is super fucking long.
It was long. And this dude had like the best mix. It was like Cher, and then it was like fucking like Madonna. No, but it was lit. It was lit. Don't make that face. Cher is lit, especially her remixes are lit. It's just like, rah, rah, rah. Pooch, pooch, pooch. Rah, rah, do you believe in life after love?
You know that, like Cher just now, you could have been Shakira and nobody would have been any the wiser.
Oh my God, that is true.
That's insane. That vocal quality to me is insane. But you just did it.
I could have a music career, because that's it.
Yeah, you could.
Don't you know my hips are lobbing around?
That could have been Cher. Cher Kira.
Oh, I'm going for that as Halloween. Confusing to everyone.
Everybody's like,
they're like,
she's not even black. Like, they're not. There's so many steps to get there.
There's a lot of explaining.
Yeah,
it's not
you don't
want
to like bite into like. I don't know, like a Halloween treat.
Yeah.
And be like, well, here's the thing. We had this show.
Just said this really funny thing, and I was like, I'll run with that.
They're
walk
like,
away.
This
they
is
all
the
walk
worst.
Away.
Yeah. They're like, worst party ever. Where's the typography? Oh, it's there. Cool. Anyway.
Do you want to introduce our next act, or should I?
You shall.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, she's excited.
You're so cute. I love it. The next person we're about to bring out,
perfection.
Genius.
Like an actual genius.
You are lucky.
To be in this person's presence.
Yeah. And they have a new special called Old Baby.
Please give it up for Maria Bamba!
Honored to be here. That's gonna lower your expectations now. But did you know that on Netflix it's possible to run out of genocide documentaries? And I gotta fill my queue with something. How else am I gonna feel that contentment that comes from the perception I'm not about to kill mass groups of people? Are mass groups of people about to kill me? My cue kept suggesting a reality program called Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta. Which is a show wherein young ladies pick out a gown for the nuptials. And it's very similar to a genocide documentary. In that no one is learning from history.
It's my day. It's the most important day in a woman's life. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
I'm just jealous of the pretty dresses. I just wanted a big fat dress.
Got married 2 years ago. And I was an older bride.
What is that, a specter from the attic?
And pretty sweet. The reason I think it happened, I had an epiphany. I was so sick of myself asking that question of people in relationships. How did you guys meet? Did your hands come together by accident in a garden? And what do goddamn people in relationships always say?
Oh, we met and we just really genuinely liked each other. And, you know, there's ups and downs, but we still like each other, and so we stay together.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're bored with your miracle! Well, it seems like to me your romance takes a lot more than that. Like, you gotta want it, but no. Be available, but so busy. He is the one, but that's the deal breaker. The odds of falling in love with the perfect person at the perfect time are about the same odds of, I don't know, being discovered in Hollywood. Wait a minute. I asked for many years a similarly desperate question, which was, how do you make it in show business? Do you move to San Diego and disguise yourself as a bush? Moving slowly northward beneath the cover of dusk. And what do famous people always say? Famous people always say,
well, do you enjoy doing it? Good. Just keep doing it. You know, they can never take that away from you. And you get to do it. It's a privilege. So, best of luck.
Profoundly true. Is that what a relationship is? Is it just continuing to show up despite no guarantee? I can do that. I didn't realize there'd be ambiguity. Doubt, or at least the amount that there is in a job, because people always say, once you've been doing something a long time, been doing this 25 years, oh, I bet you always knew you wanted to be a comedian. I did not want to do this show tonight. And that means me and my boo-boo, me and my Mr. Handsome Face, me and my turkey leg, have a chance, because we've had our high times. Oh, God, when you start not getting real cocky. Oh, our kissing is so hot, it should be on TV. That's, and then you get into the craftsmanship stage. That's when things take a little more effort, you know? Like in this job, it gets embarrassing. You say, oh, I'd like to, you know, have new material, but I don't want to have to try it out at a sports bar. where six televisions are playing and nobody's listening. Well, Princess Daffodil, that would be the whole fucking thing. So why don't you learn to project above 9 television sets? Make some friends. And if you're lucky in life, you get to have those dark times, the relationship equivalent of 2 weeks in Laughlin, Nevada, bombing 3 shows a night for hundreds of silent, angry jet skiers. Laughing and crying, thinking this is not all what I wanted. But there's always one strawberry toaster pastry left in that hallway vending machine. And you break it in threes, and you share it with the opening act and the headliner, and you make it through another show. And that way you'd make it to nights like tonight, where it all seems like it was meant to be. Happy anniversary to my beloved husband of 2 years and to show business audience for over 20 years. I love you far more deeply than the day we first met, and the fact that we all still have the free will to abandon each other at any given moment makes this all the more compelling. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the show.
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month.
About 600,000 people go missing every year in the U.S., prompting family members to become amateur detectives. On the trail of one missing person is journalist Tanya Mosley.
Why do you think you hesitated when we first met in telling me the full details about your mother's disappearance?
It's heartbreaking. I didn't want to break your heart.
I'm Kai Wright. Tanya Mosley joins me next time on Notes from America. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great.
Yeah, this is only the tip of the iceberg, as they say in wherever.
Yeah. I see this tall drink of chocolate milk over here.
Hi. I logged it. I logged that. I definitely logged
it. Hi. Are you single? I'm just going to ask straight up.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, look. Come here. Let's talk about it.
I wore this outfit for nothing.
Look, let's talk about it. You were very brave. You were kind, intelligent. You put yourself out there. He did roast you. But
super
I'm proud of you.
Gay. Okay. Who here is straight and single?
He was like ready for it. I know.
Who is straight and single here? Great. No one?
Nobody.
Wait, do straight dudes?
We have a demo. We have a demo.
Do straight dudes not listen to us?
Respect the demo. There's a lot of boyfriends in here, right?
He has a girlfriend.
I think there's a lot of boyfriends. Let's see.
There's some good stuff here.
Yeah. And hitting on you reminded us that we definitely, like, put you guys out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Earlier, Tiana and her man, Bamboo.
Max.
Max.
And, you know, we promised that we were going to bring you out some rosé. And we like to keep our promises. So can we get the rosé out here, please?
Please.
Get that rosé out here. Yes.
It's literally Kevin Bacon and I.
Okay.
Seriously, you guys, this is very stressful for us.
Yeah, we're pretty overwhelmed.
I mean,
so how is the day going for you?
Jess, let's talk. That was okay.
I'm sorry.
That was
Kevin Bacon, dude.
It's fine.
I'm overwhelmed.
It is fine.
I feel like you guys know each other.
Like, sure, Kevin and I are like best friends. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like he wants more best friends.
Okay. So you think, okay, I'll try and
so
be cool.
So this can happen for you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just believe in yourself.
Oh, fuck.
Great. Cool. You didn't hear any of that, did you, Kevin?
No, I didn't hear it.
Great. Yeah. We're going to be respectful, Kev. Yes.
Look, you know this is a giant honor for me because I'm a giant fan of Two Dope Queens.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
I'm an avid listener. I take you with me on hikes and
oh my God, that is, you guys, that's like so intimate.
That's so
Trudeau.
Wow.
5 a.m. Trudeau hike.
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you hike? Where are you hiking?
I like to hike. If I'm in out here in California or back east, I hike, I don't know, 3-4 times a week.
Is that like how you stay in shape? Like that's your fitness regimen?
You know, this is going to be embarrassing to say, but I don't even consider exercising. Honestly, I...
You know what?
Literally?
Do you guys know what?
That's
do you know
insane.
What that is?
Let me tell you. That's
a hot that's person
really
thing
hot.
To say.
There
yeah.
was a...
literally, it's like...
It's like, you know how you guys
that.
Are out of breath hiking? Yeah. That's a joke to
it's
me.
Like, yeah. It's like him and Tom Hardy say that and then nobody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so.
I like it. I like to get outside. I like to commune with nature.
That's really
hot. Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
What do you?
I like to bring the dog and do
oh
that.
Oh my God, that's cool.
And also, you know, we do it a lot as a family. It's funny because when my kids were little kids, we used to take them on hikes all the time and they fucking hated it. They would just...
Your kids and I have that in common.
Yeah. They just... yes. Yes. Well, I could take you on a hike. I mean, it wouldn't be all
I'm just
going to
stand
that,
right here.
Yeah, I mean,
Jessica?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. No.
You're in
natural.
A relationship.
I know.
I'm not.
But maybe the three of us can go. It was natural. I'm not trying, but if it happens, I'm going to throw myself.
I get it. I would do the same thing. It's cool.
Respect the game.
It's cool.
We both playing Jumanji right now. All right.
That's cool.
If we did hike, where would we go? Like Runyon or?
No.
That's like where the Kardashians go.
No,
I saw.
No.
Well, yeah, where do you hike? Is it like exclusive?
I'm not a Runyon fan. I call that dog shit park.
Okay.
That's cool. I like that. That's cool.
I like to hike farther east, you know. Like I like Griffith Park. You know.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Okay, so why
how do you...
Go ahead.
I know you guys definitely worked together on
we
I
did
Love
work
Dick.
Together. We did I Love Dick together.
How was that shooting? How was that working on that show?
Okay. It was my first like TV series I was a part of, and you guys are all so talented, so I was just kind of intimidated the whole time, but you were so wonderful and sweet.
I thought you were a big presence, actually. I'm surprised that you said that. And it was then that I started to listen to the show and see a whole other side of you, which was remarkable.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh, Kevin. That was amazing. So what was it like for you to be on a show, have like Jill Soloway like oversee it? That she's a genius. Like, what was it like for you doing I Love Dick?
I loved it. you know, I mean, I got the script and it was Jill. I was a big fan of Transparent and I knew that... And I knew the Catherine Hahn. Catherine Hahn's incredible.
She's so,
you know,
yes.
She's just on fire. And she was attached, and Jill was attached, and I was Dick. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. You know, that's
right. So you play the titular character.
Yes,
Dick.
Dick.
Titular.
That was great, dude. That was great.
So you play the titular character of Dick. How did you connect with Dick at all? in a character level, like, were there similarities?
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of the things that I really related to is that Dick in a relatively small pond of Marfa, Texas, is a very, very big fish. He's a celebrity. He's like the king of that pond, and everybody looks at him, and everybody wants to know what he's doing, and everybody follows his every move. And I think that you create that life, right? Like Dick created that life for himself. I've created this life for myself. I have nobody to blame but myself. But there are times when you kind of go, it can be a little strange, you know? And,
yeah.
And strangely sort of like lonely in a way. And I think that that's a lot of what I related to in terms of the character.
Very cool.
What's been, yeah, clap it up for that. That was a great answer. What's been like your weirdest moment or craziest moment as a celebrity, like interacting with like fans or something? Like people attack you on the street.
So many. Obviously.
Yeah.
So many. I mean, one of my favorite things that a fan ever said to me was, "Oh, wow, you look so much better in person than you do in real life."
What? I've gotten that before.
You look, think about that. You look so much better in person than you do in real life. And like, the thing is that there's no good way out of that. You know what I mean? You can't walk away from that going, yeah, that kind of made my...
Ooh.
What did you say? You trying
Wait,
to get in? Because this is already
yeah,
taken.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it. So if you could just back
so
up.
Just...
No.
No.
You respect...
Back
Respect
off.
What we putting
this
down up here.
This is reparations. Back
we
are, off.
We earned this. Rosa Parks did that yes. for this.
Yes.
Harriet Tubman did it so we could do this ignorant shit up here.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta let these women know.
Yeah.
Huh, Kevin? It's a game.
Yeah.
It's our Jumanji. You're yeah. not welcome. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just... Nobody else.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said, but I'm assuming from the reaction... of Two Dope Queens that it was a compliment, so I'm just gonna say thank you.
It was a compliment.
Was
I was like, no.
Sweet.
Yeah, she was great.
Sorry we roasted you.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. There's enough bacon to go around.
So, what's one of your favorite movies that you've ever done yeah. in your entire career? It's a great
That's
question.
A great question.
Fuck.
That was Gayle King level. That was great. That was great.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's weird because like there's the experience of making the movie, then there's the movie itself. You know, sometimes you can have a terrible time making it, and it ends up being a great movie. Sometimes you have so much fun you can't believe it, and then the movie sucks. So I don't know. I mean, I tend to kind of look down the road at the next thing, but. I had a really fun time making a movie called Diner, which was back in, I think,
yes!
the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of guys doing stuff. And then we had a really fun time making Mystic River. That was
wow.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
That was intense.
Can I tell you something? I used to be afraid of you.
Really? Why is that?
Because one of the first movies I saw with you was Hollow Man, and it really scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, though he was a very creepy dude. I mean,
he is a real piece of work.
He's creepy and invisible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, what do you do? You know, when you're trapped with a creepy invisible dude, you run. That was the source of my nightmares. It
I'm sorry.
Me.
I'm sorry about that. Have we gotten past it?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. I have kind of a serious question. Okay, so when you got married to the lovely Kira Sedgwick, very talented.
Fuck!
When you guys got married, and she did she open with her vows with "I forever vow to be the eggs to your bakey"?
Know how long that buildup was, and how him, me, and any of you were never gonna get that time back. That was like 15 seconds to get to the goddamn punchline.
That was an artist's choice. So you know.
But did she?
Did she open like that?
Do you know somebody once asked me if that was my real name, whether I changed my name to Bacon, and I said, what kind of an asshole would change their name to Bacon so that they could suffer a lifetime of food jokes? I mean, I've been hearing eggs and bacon. That was one of the my earliest memories. It was like crawling, you know, I literally like took the breast out of my mouth and somebody started making fun of my last name. So,
it was your mother. It was your mother.
Know, it was my mother. Yeah. And she didn't even ask for it. She just married the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Kay, I know that you mentioned earlier that you're doing music. You're a musician.
I've had a band with my brothers for about 20 years. Yeah.
Bacon so you got brothers, you got a band of brothers.
Yeah. Yep.
That was great. Right. Great. No, listen.
Dude, everybody booed me like that.
That was... Here's the thing. When you have a terrible pun, you have to sell it.
You think so? So I should have...
I pretend like I hit a fucking home run.
Well, you know what?
You got to do that.
I just like this audience, like they're so brutal. Like they really, everybody just dragged me to filth.
Right.
Like I was on a chariot and everybody saw me and they said, horses go. And they like tied me to the back. And so I just got dragged like gladiator.
It's okay. The thing is, I liked it.
Okay. All right.
I was on board.
Thank you. It's cool. That's cool that you could share that with your brothers. You guys are the Bacon guys, brothers. I already know.
Just
relax.
I want you to get it together.
Okay.
I got mom jokes. You do some like auntie jokes.
Okay. All right.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You want to smoke some weed later? You're cool. You're cool, auntie. That was dedicated to my cool auntie who's in the audience tonight.
Okay, so for real, we're done with the silly jokes.
Yeah,
okay,
we're done.
So you're a dad. You have two kids, right?
I do. Yeah, my son is a musician. He's
what kind of music?
Yeah, what kind of music?
Oh, he plays really hardcore metal.
How old is he?
He is 28 and very handsome. He's about this tall.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's tall. He's
tall, good enough for me. That's good. Yeah.
He's tall. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
is he? Yeah. Is he based in New York? Where is
New
he?
New York. Yeah. Listen, Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah.
This is where we live. Yeah, yeah, we live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, we live in Brooklyn. That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with me being a part of the family? Would that be?
Absolutely.
Dude, your mother-in-law will be Kira Sedgwick.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah. Yeah.
And my daughter's an actress.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
My daughter's an actress.
Does she want to like hang out or like smoke some weed or?
No, she doesn't smoke weed, but she would hang out.
Cool. Yeah. I don't either. I was trying to fit in. I don't. But anyway,
that was a vulnerable moment, and I
like
that you went for it.
It's like the real me, and thank you for taking it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming up here.
Oh, it's great.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Keep it going for Kevin Bacon!
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jerry Seinfeld on making a life in comedy.
This is a writer's game. If you can write, you succeed. If you can't, you will not make it. Any comedian can be funny on stage, but the bullets are the writing.
Jerry Seinfeld on his film Unfrosted and more. That's the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So excited about our next comedian.
Do you want to
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's amazing. He's talented. He tours all over the country. He's one of my favorite comedians. You may have most recently heard him in the Trolls movie. Give it up for Ron Funches!
Okay, let me earn it, I guess.
Two dope queens. What a fucking fun show. Oh, my God. They're amazing. So much energy coming out of those ladies. It's like Oprah just shrunk herself and split herself into two people.
Because Oprah cannot die. We know that. She can only become younger in two people.
It's just good to see so much positive energy. There's so many negative things out there. I saw a real negative thing recently. I saw a gentleman on a bus with a tattoo on his neck that just read, "Fuck Linda."
That guy hates Linda. Or he has to remind himself to be intimate with Linda . I'm just saying, either way, Linda could do better. Oh, y'all know Linda? Don't tell her I was talking behind her back like this. We all got our issues. I've been there. You guys are real fun. See if you guys like the things that I like. Y'all niggas up on the Great British Bake Off? I'm home, baby!
I love that show. It's the best show ever. Oh, my God. I love the Great British Bake Off.
You can't have no soggy bottom in my house. Keep shit scrummy up in here.
I just love it because it's so British. We would have never made that show here in America.
If you never seen it, oh, first of all, get your life together. Secondly, let me tell you about it. It's a baking competition show where there's no prize money.
They just bake for the love of cake. And if that's not British enough, if a competitor finishes the task early, do you know what they do? They go and help the other competitors.
What the fuck is that?
We don't do that in America. We don't help nobody. If that show was in America, it'd just be called Murder Cake. Two bakers walk in, one walks out.
With a scrummy cake.
We have fun. You guys are so great. Also, you guys like smoking weed and shit. Okay. More people like the Great British Bake Off.
I did not expect that. Personally, I feel they go hand in hand.
But I love smoking weed. It's so fun. And nothing bad ever happens from smoking it. It's not like drinking.
You never smoke too much and then wake up next to a pile of trash that you swore was a human being.
It's like, oh, I done fucked a Funyuns bag again?
I guess I got a type.
But nothing bad ever happens from smoking weed.
Some bad things happen from trying to acquire it.
Let me tell you one of those stories.
It's a story about how I got into a fist fight at a pot store in Vancouver, Canada. I don't know why you like that. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't even see it coming. First of all, I'm a very relaxed individual. Pot stores are normally very relaxed places. I didn't even think you could get into a fist fight in Canada. I thought they outlawed anything bigger than a kerfuffle.
Oh, you a kerfuffle head? Okay. I knew that when I saw you. But it happened, let me tell you how. I was in Canada doing some shows, and then I was like, maybe I should get some pot. Then I was like, great idea, me.
That's why I love you. You're an idea man.
So I found a nice, reputable establishment. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you guys. I'm not from here. I'm a visitor from a foreign land of savages. But I was still hoping to procure some of your fine Canadian products. Is that going to be an issue? And they were like, no, not at all. Just show us your American ID, fill out these forms. We're going to send you to one of our Canadian doctors. Come on back to us in 48 hours. Bitch, this ain't Amazon Prime. This is drugs. This is a right now situation. So I was like, let me find a shady pot store. One that doesn't care about the rules. I know how to spot them. If you don't, let me tell you how. The best way to find a shady pot store is the fact that a shady pot store is always going to try to sell you a lot of other things besides pot. And I'm not talking about other drugs. I'm talking like high heel shoes,
ginseng at a pretty reasonable price. Posters where Bart Simpson is black for some reason. And I found that place. And I was like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm not from here. And before you even ask, I don't have the time to visit a physician right now. Is that going to be an issue for me? And they were like, don't have a cow, my nigga. What size high heels are you? And I was like, I know, but I don't want to tell you. I'll tell you why I know. They were like, as long as you have your ID, that's all we need. So I start filling out their forms, and that's when another gentleman comes in. And I don't like to judge people when I first meet them, but he looked like a total piece of shit. And guys, he wants pot, but he's forgotten his ID. The only rule this place has. So they're like, hey, man, go home, get your ID, come on back, we'll be here. That sounds reasonable, right? Not to this gentleman. He just starts yelling. Hey, what do you care? You guys are selling pot illegally. Hey, y'all, they're selling pot illegally in here. Then he looks me dead in the eyes. He's like, hey, man, they're selling pot illegally. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. They definitely are selling pot illegally. And I'm next in line. So I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up. Like, that's what I said in my head. I would have never said that out loud. Because I don't like conflict, and I was going to avoid it until I heard something that affected me. I hear this dude just yell out to the clerk, hey, just sell me some weed, you chink. I know. And I didn't even think it would get to me like that. Because at the time, I was like, this is white versus Asian. I don't have a horse in this race. Call me when you're talking shit about, like, Maya Angelou, The Rock, the pillars of the black community. Hey, Maya Angelou was a hell of a wrestler in her day. They call her the cage bird. Oh, okay. Okay. That's what y'all wanted the whole time. Y'all's like, where's that motherfucker's poetry chunk at? I came here to hear some Langston Hughes bits. But it affected me. So the next thing I know, I'm in this dude's face. And I'm like, hey, man, why don't you get your racist ass out of here? Yeah, I said that. I said that. I did say that. That I did say out loud. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I was like, they're not going to give you any pot, man. So I don't know why getting all loud and ignorant, it's not going to even do nothing. You're not going to do nothing? I'm here. There's like four clerks working here. What the fuck are you going to do? You going to fight all five of us? Oh, it turned out he didn't care about the odds. He was a gambling man. And I haven't been in a fight in a long time, but I know how to fight. I think we all do. You just kind of puff up. You know, get big, get as close to the other person as possible. Shirts are optional, of course. And to do a fight, you're supposed to go, hey, man, what you want to do? And they are to retort, hey,
what the fuck you wanna do. And you both don't wanna do nothing. But go home and eat some cereal. And talk about what you would have done. So that's what I prepare for. And I'm like, okay, I'm a visitor in this country. He lives here. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to start this fight. So I was like, hey, man, what do you want to do? And he just punches me dead in the mouth. And I haven't been punched in the mouth in a long time. I didn't know what my reaction would be. It turns out my natural reaction was to look him in the eyes and just go, No! You know, like a fucking psychopath? But that scared the shit out of him. And me too, if we're being quite honest. And he took off, and I want to fight, guys. Thank you so much.
Give it up for Ron Funches!
You just heard Ron Funches, Kevin Bacon, Hey Boo, and Maria Bamford.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plour, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Follow us on Twitter to get in on the action. We've got information about upcoming shows, our fave moments from 2DQ episodes, and more.
And subscribe to our podcast. Have you rated us yet? Could you take a minute? Write down a word or two about why you love us. You have the time for that, right?
If you don't, you better make time for it because this show is legendary. Literally, we've won Peabody's. We're nominated for Pulitzers.
We're literally not, though.
Okay, we've been on, a Rolling Stones list, okay? So, anyway, the point is rate us, write us something great, and we'll be back with a brand new episode soon. YQY!
CDG! Okay, Phoebe, do you remember the O.J. Simpson trial?
What if I said no? What's that?
I mean, I don't.
You were, what, 4 at the time?
Yes.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I was 4 years old, and I had a license to be a baby, you know? It wasn't until I got much older that I realized, oh, he did it.